B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so let's go to the great Hembo, Paul Hemikidis from the ESPN Morning Show. Get up, big producer. You see his mug every now and then when the camera pans. Hembo, what's going on? How was your New Year?
Outstanding. I went to bed at 8:30, like I always do. I hope you brought it in a little more festively than I did.
Oh my God! Because you had to work the next day.
Yeah, I did. I'm a well-oiled machine. My efficiency really struggles if I don't get more than 7 hours.
So what did your new wife do when you were snoozing?
She stayed up until about 4 o'clock in the morning. We texted on my way into work, actually. So it was delightful.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful first New Year as a couple.
I'm enjoying retirement.
All right, let's talk about Carson Wentz in this game and strength versus weakness.
Oh man, I love this. No, one of Carson Wentz's biggest strengths just so happens to coincide with one of the biggest weaknesses of this Seattle defense, Mike. Mm-hmm. Wentz is the second-ranked quarterback this season on rollouts. That includes designed ones and on scrambles. Conversely, the Seahawks ranked 29th in the NFL this season against those rollouts, but in Week 12 against Seattle, Wentz rolled out only twice for 6 yards. Mike, you missed. I would be stunned if you don't see five or seven rollouts. We've seen him do it a lot in each of the last two games. Helps a lot with the play action too. I think you're going to see a lot of that. Really helps expose this Seattle zone.
A major advantage for the Eagles here.
Huge.
I mean, this second-ranked quarterback on rollouts, and they give up the rollout.
This Seattle team plays cover two and cover three almost exclusively. And when teams have rolled out against these guys, they've not been able to maintain their space discipline. I think Carson Wentz can feast in this area on Sunday. I want to see at least five or seven of them.
Okay. Now, let's go with Russell Wilson. Earlier, you sent me some notes on the good Russ and the bad Russ.
Yeah.
And so what is one of the bad Russes here that plays in the Eagles' favor?
Same idea here. Russell Wilson throws to space better than any quarterback in the NFL, but he struggles, relatively speaking, against man coverage, Mikey Miss. He ranks 15th in the league against it.
And they're going to get it.
The Eagles' defense ranks 4th when playing man,
mm-hmm.
and that showed in Week 12. Wilson went 8 of 17 and took 4 sacks against the Eagles' man coverage, and I want to see a big, big helping of that on Sunday. He doesn't have the benefit of playing with that good running game this weekend either because all of his guys are banged up. You're going to see 40 of 45 Russell Wilson dropbacks. I want to see the Eagles just pound this thing. I don't want to see them blitz either. Like, Russell Wilson's handles the blitz really well because he's so improvisational, especially outside the pocket. Mikey Miss, the Eagles are the second-ranked defense in the league when using man defense, and they don't blitz. This, I think they should do with what they stay with what they do well and just go man and just make Russell Wilson beat him because he throws to space so well, but he doesn't have guys to get open by themselves. He really throws them open, and given the Eagles' issues at cornerback, I think that is their best strategy.
All right, these are two major statistics that favor the Eagles. That almost made the Eagles a touchdown winner in this game. Well, let's go here. Now, let's talk about the format in the playoff format mm-hmm. with a team, because the stats aren't good for this. I don't believe. 9 wins. A 9-win division winner in the playoffs. Tell me a little bit about
that. So history says, Mikey Miss, throw out the regular season records. Mm-hmm. Sunday marks the 9th time under the current playoff format that a team with 9 or fewer wins hosts a playoff game against a team with 11 or more. Home teams in those games, like the Eagles, 6-2 outright, 6-1-1 against the number. I have more. Oh, Mikey Miss, I have more. Including the playoffs, we know the stat well. Doug Peterson is 8-4 in his career when listed as a home underdog. That is tied for the best record of its kind in the Super Bowl era.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Why are we even going through this? Let's just fast forward to Monday.
I will say this: if you just throw away the stuff that happens on the field and continue to look at some of these trends, some of these gambling trends, there are two other things that favor the Eagles. West Coast teams only win about a third of their games on the East Coast in the playoffs. We know that. That's why it's such a big deal that Seattle was the 5 seed and not the 1 seed. And the other thing is there's only a handful of times in the last 20 years, Mikey Miss, that I found that a team won on the road twice in the same season against the same team. It's really hard to do that. So sort of adage holds true statistically. So when you look at all these things that sort of line up in the Eagles' favor, it has made me feel really good as I've been researching throughout the course.
All right, let's give them the killer then, because we got the football power index, and even though the Eagles aren't favored in this game slightly, what's the percentage that they win it?
That's not what our computer says. ESPN's football power index gives the Eagles a 60%. 6-0, a 60% chance to win on Sunday. That equates to a 3.5-point favorite. And that is in part because our model sees these teams going in opposite directions. Mikey missed from weeks 14 to 17, the last month of the season, the Eagles ranked 6th in total efficiency, while Seattle ranked 28th. Now, what the hell is that? That formula blends offense, defense, and special teams while adjusting for opponent quality. I've heard so many talking heads in the media over the last couple weeks besmirch the Eagles because of who they've beaten over the last month. We have the math to mitigate that and to sort of context neutralize what they've done, and by that model, they say the Eagles are a top 10 team over the last month, and the Seahawks rank at the very bottom of the league. Wow. If you're a believer in momentum, that stat should matter an awful lot to you.
Well, this is a TKO. This is a TKO, and the Eagles win it on Sunday. You feel the same way.
I feel the same way. I think the Eagles win on Sunday, probably not big because I don't see this game going into the 30s, but the Eagles might win this game by 10 points. I think the Seahawks think. The Eagles had a better scoring margin this year than the Seahawks did. The Eagles are a markedly better team over the last month than the Seahawks are. And when you consider some of the matchup notes that I gave you at the front end and sort of the trends, the historical trends that I gave you on the back end, to me, this is a very clear outcome on Sunday.
Wow. Hemba, that's good stuff today, man.
Look, the Russell Wilson factor is the one thing that we're concerned about. 7 second-half comebacks this season, so this guy can play Houdini. But if the Eagles don't put themselves in that position, I think they roll.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Well, we'll see what happens. In any event, we'll get your stats on Monday.
Yes, sir. You're a good man.
Thank you. There he is, Hembo, producer. Get up.